Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor for May the 10th, 2014. The host with the most, Wayne Benitez. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You got a good guest in store for you. And this person was one of the icons of GLOW. And give it up for Janae Bassone, a.k.a. Hollywood.
Hello.
Hollywood?
Yes, dear. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Wrestling X Factor. It's an honor.
Well, thank you for having me on your show today.
Yes. Everyone been looking forward to a lot of demand for you to get you on, and
cool.
And also that you was actually my favorite one as
I've
that 8 year old. Yeah,
I actually had you know
right. I actually had a crush on you when I was a kid, so.
That's great. That's awesome. I'm very flattered. Thank you.
Yes. You actually started having interest in wrestling after high school. You was actually interested in GLOW. What got your interest?
Well, since it was something that was brand new at the time, you know, it was a pilot. I was, like you said, in the medical field, and some friends of mine were doing some work in the movies. We were doing background work, stuff like that, and they wanted me to kind of do the same thing. So I did it, and then there was this agency that had actually an interview to interview girls who wanted to learn wrestling. So I went down and I started training. So and I trained Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the evening from 7 to 10. My trainer was Mondo Guerrero, and, you know, I had no experience with wrestling, so this was all new to me. So learning how to take falls and proper rolls and learning the holds was something entirely new. I'd go to work every morning feeling so beat up, you know, bruises here, because you're learning how to, you know, using muscles that you've not used before with wrestling. You know, I was very sports-oriented. I played softball, you know, pretty much from age 9 or 10 all the way up to high school, and volleyball scholastically, you know, both those sports in school and lettered and softball. But boy, wrestling was something new. So going back to work, 8 to 5, and then learning how to wrestle 7 to 10 was a pretty rigorous schedule, to be honest. But when you're young and you're 21 years old, you know what I mean? You can take on anything. And so, you know, I got like 2 months of training. I went to Las Vegas, and in front of a live audience there, I was doing matches. And the first match was myself and Vine against Tina and Ashley. And that was the very first match. And boy, was I a little nervous. I really was. I'd never been in front of a live audience performing before. So they made me a little nervous. And then, boy, once I figured that out and it felt, you know, and I felt confident, once you have that confidence, then, you know, you don't let the people scare you. You know, when they're booing you, you know you're doing your job. If you're playing a heel, like Vine and I did so many times. But, you know, like I said, you're knowing you're doing your job. And, like, it's just confidence. Once you have that confidence now, you can rule the audience. The audience doesn't bug you anymore. You can go look at them right in their eyes and, you know, ask them. I used to go out there and say to the audience, who's got a belt? You know, and so in Hollywood, I've got a belt, and they take off their belt. And, you know, I would take that belt and use it on the girls. You know, I'd kind of wrap it around their neck and use it to throw them into the audience. It was pretty wild and crazy. You know, and I used to like to be able to, I don't want to use the word choreograph, but I always liked the look of surprise on a girl's face when they don't expect, you know, anything. You know, like we had our time where we were, you know, we knew what moves we were going to use on each other just to, you know, to prevent injury, you know. And then, of course, I would add in some bad Hollywood tools. I'd hide stuff under the ring. I'd ask the cameraman to, like, which cords are you guys using, you know, because there was a lot of cords, you know, that were taped down while we were taping. And so I'd say, put one cord for me. And I used to rip up the cord again and use that as a weapon against either to trip them or wrap it around their, you know, neck and use that. But the look of surprise on their faces was just one in a million. It was pretty precious.
Yes. And y'all, Hollywood and Vine was actually, the characters that actually, I believe, paved the way for current TNA wrestlers, the Beautiful People, with their heel gimmick.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know their gimmick, but let me tell you, I think that, you know, GLOW really paved the way for women wrestlers. I was on a tour 2 weeks ago that started in Nova Scotia, Canada, in Halifax. And the reason I was on that tour is you're familiar with the GLOW documentary that came out a little while ago. Do you know that?
Yes, that was very touching.
Okay. Yeah. Did you like it?
Yes.
Yeah, so what happened is one of the promoters there got the documentary, GLOW, the story of the gorgeous ladies of wrestling. He watched it, and he's like, oh, let's see if we can get Hollywood to be a guest host of our tour. So I did do that, and I did 7 days out of the 15 days, and I'll tell you, it was awesome. Those girls, again, saying that GLOW, Hollywood and Vine, and a lot of the wrestlers paved the way for these ladies today. You know, these girls are 20, 21. I roomed with Bambi Hall, I think is her name. She is a phenomenal wrestler, as was everybody else on that tour. There's a girl, Caitlin Diamond. They had a girl from TNA. I believe she went either as Sarita or Sweet Sarah, who also wrestled down in Mexico, and former WWE Serena Deeb. She was also on the tour, and these girls are tremendous. But, you know, if it wasn't for, like, Tina Moretti, who went on to be Ivory, and some of us, you know, they look up to us, and they were so very respectful, but I watched them every night. Those girls give 110, and I got to tell you, wrestling has changed a little bit. Well, obviously it has. There's a lot of, you know, we were old school style wrestling where we put on, you know, a show. These girls put on a show which is like lucha style, you know what I mean? Lucha style, Mexican style. They're quick, flashy back bends, kick ups. They're amazing. So, like I said, if it wasn't for our show, I think at that time period, you know, we did pave the way for a lot of the female wrestlers out there today.
Yep. Yes. Even with the ring psychology, also that most women also and the 30 divas that came from model backgrounds also trying to improve each week.
I didn't hear that last part that you said.
Yes, they also learn from your ring psychology also.
Oh yeah, absolutely. When I was speaking to Sweet Sarah, after one of the gigs, she was like, she was 10 years ago, I met Ivory, she said, and I was like, oh, when I'm Ivory's age, I want to look like, you know, as young as Ivory does. She goes, now that I've seen you, Hollywood, she goes, I hope that when I'm your age, I look as good as you. She goes, give me some tips. What are the tips? You know, and the first thing I looked, and I'm like, okay, I go, that's smoking. I go, get rid of the smoking of the cigarettes. I go, you are a tremendous athlete. And she was one of the quickest. I watched her wrestle every night. And like I said, I'm just in awe of the new ladies, how up and coming that they are and how fast and quick and their knowledge of wrestling. And, you know, for them growing up, yes, they wanted to be a wrestler. I want to be like Ivory. I want to be like so-and-so. And it's just, you know, so my tips were, you know, and a lot of them try to eat as well as possible. You know, but they're young and they want to go out and they want to have a good time too. So I just go, everything in moderation, you know, you can do it. But then I tell them the most important thing, you know, have plan B, go to college, maybe, you know, learn some kind of crap, learn something other than just wrestling, you know, have plan B also. I think that's a good tip for some of the new ladies that want to do this. And it's a lot of work. These girls also, this new generation that I saw, again, it's an independent company. They're called BeautySlammers.com. Or that's their website, BeautySlammers.com. They're new, and I watched them work so hard. They helped the crew put up the ring every night. And when we got done, they were there helping take down that ring. So those girls have paid their dues. They're like, you don't have to do it, Hollywood. We know you paid your dues. I started laughing. I mean, I couldn't just sit there and watch, so I helped them. I would do the merch table for them. But, you know, for me, you know, I know this will probably be another question, I continued to do it. A lot of the ladies were gone. Once GLOW was over, probably 1990, 91, they didn't go on. You know, there was just like myself, who continued it. I started my own company, and I called it Hollywood Productions, spelling Hollywood differently, ULD, you know, like would, could, should. I started HollywoodProductions.com, and I continued to, you know, maybe not on a WWE level, but I still continued independently wrestling, and then I broke my leg. And when that happened, that scared me a little bit. I'm like, I don't trust any other wrestler. I'm not going in that ring. I was scared. That's why a lot of people didn't see me in a live situation, maybe more on the apartment style, catfight wrestling. I just was so afraid that someone was going to break my leg again. So I've got right now, because of that break, I had 3 breaks in the right leg. I decided that let's just go a little bit slower. And when the WWE had come to Los Angeles, I was right in the middle of this broken leg. So it wasn't going to be, you know, obviously that wasn't the route that I would go. I would just, you know, continue with the more independent scene and my own company making videos and custom videos and whatnot. I know you're a member of my the Facebook page, which is Hollywood Productions, Facebook and the Twitter. And you'll see that I promote when I can. I put stuff up, you know. And another character that I play from a heel, I play a superheroine. I play Wonder Woman, which is, you know, you might ask, which is your favorite, the bad girl or the good girl? I like both of them. It's kind of fun just to change it up.
Right. What are your memories of David McClain?
David and I always had a great rapport. And, you know, some people may not like him, but he was never wrong in my eyes. He had a vision of a TV show. I know that his vision was more wanting it to be wrestling. But when he got with our director, Matt Simber wanted more of campy humor sketches because he came from a movie background. So they just put their heads together, and you know, David's a great person. Him and I got along very, very well. And I liked him as the announcer. Oh, I thought he was tremendous. And then putting him in some of the sketches. Do you remember when we had a sketch of him where his office was going to be a telephone booth? little
right, that was
sketch.
Yeah, definitely love those skits with you and
Aunt Kitty. Yeah, Aunt Kitty. Remember her? Yeah, that's right. At the end of the show, her and I would walk over to the door, knock on the door, and she would say, oh, Hollywood made you this cake. She baked it with her own 2 hands. Try a piece, David. And then David would try a piece, and he would taste it and go, ooh, it tasted like she made it with her own 2 feet. And, you know, she'd get all pissed off, and I'd get mad and pout. We did a lot of those sketches. Those were fun. And then after those sketches, once the season 1 and 2 were done, we didn't do those sketches anymore, but we did a PSA with me. He would jump up on the ring, and I'd talk about, you know, why you shouldn't do drugs, So it was pretty cool. I loved being in GLOW, and I don't think I'd do anything different. You know, it was pretty cool, but I swear I was probably all of 110 to 15 pounds, and I'm tall. So I thought that, you know, maybe weighing a little bit more would have helped me. You know, you have a little more muscle on you. You're a little stronger instead of looking like Gumby.
Right.
I had people go, gosh,
yeah, because
you're so thin.
Right. When I seen it, it seemed like you was 5'10".
Yeah, not 5'10", I'm 5'7". Yeah. But if I had a little bit more muscle, that would have helped me. You know, then I would have been stronger, kind of like Nanuchka. She was tall and she had a lot of muscle. You know, with that, then you're even a stronger wrestler.
Right. And what's your memories of owner Jackie Stallone?
Oh, yeah, sure. Jackie Stallone, obviously Sylvester Stallone's mom. You know, we used her, I think, for publicity, you know, bringing a name to a show. She's an interesting lady. She was always very sweet and nice, but she was always kind of out there, I thought. She also did Family Feud. When we did Family Feud, I did 10 episodes of Family Feud, and we used her in one of our, in one of the shows. And she used to bring Sylvester's son, which he was really young. He's probably about 9 years old, Sage. And Sage loved the bad girls. He, you know, you'll see him in some of the videos, excuse me, on some of the live footage, you'll see him ringside going, come on, Hollywood, come on, Godiva. You know, he loved the bad girls. And, of course, his grandmother was, you know, the good girls manager. So I didn't get to really do a lot of sketches with her. You know, Aunt Kitty was my manager, but she added a lot to the show, which was cool.
Yes, she definitely did. She was passionate for it also.
Yes.
And that was actually memorable, watching that Family Feud of Glow taking on WCW for a charity.
Yes, we did. Like I said, we did 10 of those, and everything that we did a different charity every show. And you know what? You can still see those on reruns once in a blue moon. They'll be on. I think if we looked on YouTube, we'd probably find a lot of that stuff. I did one called, not What's My Line, but it's like Who, What's My, well, I'm trying to remember what it was, but it's definitely on YouTube. And one of our writers found it for me. You know, it's where you come up and you're like, okay, you say, hi, I am Jeannie Bassone. And then the other girl comes up, my name is Jeannie Bassone. Come wrestle me, my name. And you had to pick who is the real Jeannie Bassone. And somebody found that the other day on YouTube. And I think I posted it on my Facebook page. It was pretty funny.
Yes. You also made appearance on Married with Children Glow episode with Ed O'Neill, Al Bundy's character.
Yeah, that one's, I think, episode 417, 417. And I believe it's called You Gotta Know When To, You Gotta Know When, or something like that. Yeah, that, oh my gosh, when we got the call for that, it was interesting because they said, Hollywood and Babe the Farmer's Daughter, you guys are going to go and audition for Married with Children. I'm like, oh, wow, this is cool. So we get down to Paramount Studios, her and I, in Hollywood, and we walk into the room and are ready to deliver our lines to the two executive producers. But when we walk in to the room, there was everybody in there. It was like all the writers and staff was in there. I'm like, oh, my God. And so we read our lines. He introduces us to the director, executive producers. And then we read our lines and we switch the lines. And then he goes, okay, girls, we'll see you Monday morning. Well, both Babe and I thought that we were going to have to audition with other wrestlers, but it wasn't the case. They wanted Hollywood. They wanted Babe the Farmer's Daughter. And then we used, not Mountain Fiji, but we used Big Bad Mama for the wrestler. And we were so excited that we were like, oh, my God, we're going to be on Married with Children. It was such a popular show. And, you know, I'd watched it for so many years and so many seasons, and we were on the fourth season. So, and Ed O'Neill was hilarious. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen so many. He was just hilarious. He was so funny. I had to stop from, like, laughing out loud during the taping. He had that effect on people where he's just a funny man, really funny.
Yes, that was memorable also, and definitely miss Big Mama. I was actually surprised of passing.
Yes, bless her heart. She's in a better place, but me too. You know, because you'll see her looking so well on the documentary, and you know, that's why when we're here on Earth, we just got to make every day a good day. I catch myself going, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then I look back and go, wait a minute, that's not so bad if you think about other things in life. So we're only here for a little while. So if you have dreams, I always say, if you can dream it, you can be it. I think that's always a positive thing. Don't hold back. You're here once, so do it.
What's your memories of Ashley Cartier?
Oh, great actress. Ashley's awesome. Bubbly, sweet, nice girl, confident. Both her and Lisa Moretti, watching those two when I first, you know, got to GLOW, watching them, they were cheerleaders before, and if I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure if it was for the Raiders. I don't know if they were Raiderettes. I think that's what they were. They were Raiderettes. And they were dancers and performers and great actresses. So, yeah, she did a tremendous job in GLOW. Both ladies did.
Right.
Plus their sketches. Remember her sketch? Kim.
Yes.
Now, Kim. It was very funny.
It seemed like when I see the current GLOW girls and you, y'all still have the baby faces.
The baby faces? What about them?
Yes. Y'all still look the same when I was watching y'all.
Oh, great.
Yes. Do you also have memories of also of Daisy also?
Oh, gosh. Did you like Daisy's character?
I'm saying, yeah, she was also a...
Daisy's awesome.
Right.
I loved her. She was kind and sweet because, you know what, she was I'm trying to remember, heel first, and then I thought she went back and forth a little bit. Nice girl.
Yes.
We used to hang out a lot. Her, myself, Godiva, Stinky, and boy, would those girls get in trouble when they hung out with me. They used to dock their pay because if they hung out with me, I hated the rules. We always wanted to break the rules a lot. And they're like, Hollywood, we can't do that. I'm like, yes, we can. Yes, we can. And then we get in trouble. It was really strict rules. You know, when we were going to be doing a live show, which were taped on Saturdays afternoons, we were supposed to be in by 12 midnight the night before, and sometimes I broke that curfew, and those who hung out with me and did would be in a lot of trouble. So I was getting these girls in a lot of trouble back in the day. Even, I believe, Godiva mentioned it in her thing. She didn't go into it, and maybe she didn't make the cut it, but boy, her and I got ourselves in some trouble here and there. But it was all fun.
Right, and she was actually the tallest one at, say, like 6'4".
Oh, my God, she's 6, yeah. I don't know, she's 6'2", 6'4"? She's pretty tall. I think she's 6'2". Helena is, that's her name, Helena. Yep, she's strong too, man. And when she would do a DDT on me or anything, boy, she would do it with conviction. You know, that's a perfect example of being tall and lean with muscle. Same as Fiji, boy, when she picked me up to do a body slam, I would hit the floor so hard that I'd have to just scream out so that I wouldn't lose my air, because I literally would be thrown so hard that it would knock the wind right out of me.
Right. And definitely any memories of Matilda also?
Yeah, I love doing sketches with her. Talented lady. You know, she could sing and write music and was a good actress. I loved her. My favorite memory is one of my favorite matches where we did the apartheid match. And it was Matilda Hun with myself and Vine versus Mount Fiji, Little Fiji, and Americana. we're coming out and we're pretending like we're the German Nazis with bad ones, and then we go after America, you know, and of course, good over evil always prevails, but that was just an awesome, outrageous match. We used to get away with a lot. The first and second seasons got away with a ton. Third and fourth seasons were different, like when, you know, when Tiffany and Roxy and all the new girls, you know, we had to be careful of a lot of the things that we did. We were getting lots of complaints, you know, and letters for certain things. Certain groups, racial groups, might get mad. Oh, you can't do that. Nope, you can't make fun of the mentally ill, you know, because we had to remember the two, the heavy metal sisters, they were always being taken out in a straitjacket. You know, so they toned it down a little bit more in the third and fourth season.
And also, you've been doing also stunt work also, and movies and television. What shows have you appeared on to do stunts?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, Lightning, the character Lightning got me into that. She, you know, she's smaller, so she was always doing stunt work, children, because she's like all of 4'11 and a half. So I started trying it. I'm like, this is great. So anyway, I had worked on JAG when JAG was on. I was a stunt performer in 2005. That was called Heart of Darkness. And then I did I was a wrestler in a small movie called Legacy. I worked on Days of Our Lives, and I stunt doubled for one of the actresses. Chuck, the TV series, I did a stunt on that, and on that they wanted ladies who were brunette and who could fire and shoot automatic weapons. And, you know, and then another one called Beneath Lochness, where I am doubling an actress and I'm falling out of the boat when the boat gets tipped over by the Loch Ness Monster. So, you know, all of those were great. I kind of tell some of the younger girls, too, you know, if you can hit the hard, you know, as a wrestler, you're a ground pounder. You can hit the ground hard. You're used to it. I'm like, see, in your area about doing stunt work on movies or any of the TV series. And I just recently moved to Nashville, Tennessee. They're filming the TV show Nashville here. However, they haven't done any stunts with the ladies yet, so I'm wanting to be able to do that. And one of my favorite shows is Walking Dead. One of my girlfriends was a stunt woman on The Walking Dead that films out in Georgia. I'd like to be on that show at some point and be a zombie that gets their, you know, knees chopped off or their neck, you know. I love that work.
And you also was part of the movie Me, Myself, and Irene also?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I did something small on it, and I can't remember. I've done so many different things. Well, that was a Jim Carrey movie, I believe. I think it was something towards the end when the girls, it's a small little part. It wasn't anything that's very memorable for anyone. But it was like a 5 and under or something. Played like, I think, I remember it was at the beach. So I think we were bikini girls doing something. And like Saved by the Bell, that's the same thing. I did one on Saved by the Bell and the Larry Sanders Show. All of those were really small little parts where you're featured. Sister Act is another one. You know, and All I Am is a Biker Chick. Mostly that's it was being featured, but nothing that anyone really would remember unless they saw the camera pass and say, oh, there's Hollywood in as a biker chick.
And I noticed that in 91 you was actually on USA on the show All Night Up.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, being interviewed in that. We were doing a live wrestling show. I guess Rhonda Shearer, I think is the name of the host, that she would, you know, do up all night. She would, like, talk about the movie that was coming up next, and then she'd go somewhere live and then do, like, a show. So we just happened to be featured that night, and she came and watched one of our shows, and then I was just being interviewed, and both Lightning and myself wrestled in the background of that.
That was amazing also, and Glow also had their first ever pay-per-view special before.
We did that. It's a long time ago, but I think that was 1990 or 91. That pay-per-view, we did part of it in Hawaii, and then I'm not quite sure why we didn't use that footage, but then we went back to Las Vegas and reshot for the pay-per-view there. I think I came in on a motorcycle that day. I'm like, I need a motorcycle. I need a bigger entrance than just walking in. So I called the Harley Davidson shop, asked if one of their guys could come down with a motorcycle and then escort me into the ring, and they said yes, and they came over and brought one of their guys.
Yes. Do you watch the current product of WWE and TNA?
You know what? Not so much. I don't. So I don't, you know, I would be lying to you if I said yes, because then you would ask me another question. And I'll be going, so not so much. I know a little bit from some of the, you know, some of the people that watch it, but I'm so busy with my stuff, you know. I've got Hollywood Productions and WrestlingBabe.com that, and then trying to still continue to wrestle and do custom videos that it just keeps, and editing, that's one of my big things is editing, and then I travel a lot as well. So I don't usually keep up with TV as much as I should. I've got a couple of shows that I like, but that would be like The Walking Dead and Bates Motel. I'm starting to watch Fargo, which is pretty cool. So I TiVo that stuff and then watch it when I can.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And who would you like to work with in a business that you haven't faced yet?
Well, the girls that I saw in Canada were awesome. I would work with any one of those girls. Bambi Hall, Sweet Sarah, Serena Deeb, Caitlin Diamond, gosh, who are the other? There were some other ladies too. I'd work with any one of them just watching them. I mean, they're so good. It's so funny because I'd get in the ring every night, not every night, but I'd get in the ring and I'd take a couple of bumps and have somebody pick me up and we'd do some stuff before the show started. And I'm like, doesn't anybody do a camel clutch anymore? What about this? What about this? You know, so they were teaching me stuff, and I was teaching them some old stuff. So it was pretty cool. Any one of those ladies would be awesome. And you need to watch out for them because I'm telling you, they're up and coming, and one day we might see them in TNA. We might see them at the WWE.
Yes, and Sweet Sir, she has an awesome personality and promo, and she's also hilarious.
Oh,
she kind of reminds me
so
of one of the Osmonds, Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's cool. That's really cool. She's a good girl, man. Really good girl. I like her a lot.
Yes. Do you have anything to plug?
Well, definitely plugging my sites again, Hollywood Productions and WrestlingBabe.com. And then my Facebook page is Facebook.com/Hollywood Productions. And you guys got to spell it W-O-U-L-D as Hollywood. And then I have a Twitter page, too. It's Glow Hollywood, G-L-O-W. And the word Hollywood spelled the correct way, W-O-O-D.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on the show. You can come back anytime to rant or rave or tell him some more road stories in wrestling.
Well, that would be awesome. Thank you very much for having me today, and I look forward to speaking with you in the future soon.
You have a wonderful evening.
Uh-huh, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the beautiful. So, the beautiful Hollywood of Glow. Yeah, we got to leave out of here, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Listen to our I'm tongue-tied. Need some water. If you looking for this archive at Wrestling X Factor group page on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio, this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.